Welcome to Looking Ahead Podcast. I'm your host, Mo, and today is my second episode of a series about the entrepreneurial journey conditioning. And this one is built on top of the previous one. If you have not listened to the previous episode, I highly recommend because we're building on top of it. So in the last episode, I talked about what is entrepreneurial journey conditioning. And I talked about why is it one of the hardest journeys. Entrepreneurs tend to be lonely most of the time, especially if they are the CEOs of their companies. They are going to be misunderstood for a really long time. And they have to deal with a lot of unexpected events most of the time. And I talked also about the misconceptions that entrepreneurs have about this journey. We talked about what is the average entrepreneur age. We talked about what's the average time that a company would take to reach a $1 billion company. And we also talked about what are the common mistakes that entrepreneurs do that would make them vulnerable most of their journey and make them susceptible to a lot of problems, mental problems and issues, and eventually find themselves in the dark swamp of despair. So these are a few things that I highly recommend. If you haven't listened to the last episode, that you go ahead and listen to just get an idea, because today I'm going to build on top of these. At the end of the last episode, I also ask you to fill out what I call it the entrepreneurial journey conditioning assessment. And this is basically a 3-minute questionnaire that will help you to have an idea about your current condition and whether you're ready for some of what is expected in that journey or not. So if you haven't filled that survey, I included a link in today's episode description just for you to go ahead and fill it out. It's also available in the last episode description. So let's get started. So last time, I defined entrepreneurial conditioning as being the best version of yourself so that you learn and grow at all personal business dimensions. And I would like to expand a bit on this concept for the next couple of minutes. Now, as an entrepreneur, you will deal with a lot of unexpected events around you every day. Each one of them will require energy and clarity to make the right decision. But the problem is that those events are eventually going to impact your mental health, and they're going to take you down into that dark swamp of desperation. And this is going to happen if you're not maintaining your mental state and have the right support structure around you to back you and bring back the balance to your thought process and how you perceive things around you. And let me actually tell you a story from my own experience. And it was one of the eye-opening stories for me, or experiences for me. And one of the acquisitions that my company was going through, one big company was about to acquire us, and we did a lot of the due diligence, and we shared with them a lot of details about us. And it was around the corner, which is about to happen. But 2 hours just before signing the LOI, the letter of intent, the whole thing collapsed. And when that happened, actually, it was just a big shock for me. I didn't know what to do. And I didn't even tell anyone. I didn't tell my co-founder. I didn't tell my wife. And I just kept it for myself for around 24 hours, just thinking about it and trying to comprehend what happened and the impact of this on everyone around me, on the company and my family and my co-founder, and trying to figure out the message for that. But 2 days after this thinking a bit more about my thought process, I realized that I went out of balance, and my thought process was not really in the right place, and I did not have the right perspective about it. I thought at the beginning that is just the end of it. We're gonna, where the company is gonna shut down. We're not gonna be able to withstand such an event. And when I just got consciousness, some consciousness about that thought process, I stopped it immediately. And that gave me the opportunity actually to take the LOI, the letter of intent that I was supposed to sign, and shop around and find other companies that could buy our startup and have a good exit for our startup rather than shutting it down. I'll talk about this story and what happened in more depth in a different episode. But the motto here is sometimes you get hit by an event, you get out of balance, and you find yourself unable to really think about your next decision. I mentioned in the previous episode that you are, as an entrepreneur, always in a position to make decisions. You have to make a decision about what is going on around you so that you make a change and you keep moving forward. And what I just mentioned is part of building a mental resiliency and part of learning a bit more about your inner loop between your conscious and subconscious mind and your emotions and how those three areas or compartments in your head actually talk with each other and impact your ability to make a decision. So this is actually part of the entrepreneurial conditioning. This is the core of it, and this is why entrepreneurial conditioning is really important. And have in mind that this is only one aspect of it. I'm going to talk about all the other aspects throughout the rest of the series, but I just wanted to give you an example here, a live example of how the entrepreneurial conditioning can either take you to a good place, or if you do not have it, you can actually just surrender to the events and fail eventually. Let me explain the five elements that will help you to build internal strength and self-control. And those five elements work together as one integrated system. Whether you already started in your entrepreneurial journey or about to get started, you should actually consider them all together. They're going to all feed each other and will help you to build the strength that you are after so that you can withstand all the adversities and the issues or the problems that you're going to face in your journey. So let me start with the first one. The first one is the mental and emotional resiliency. And the whole idea behind this area is to have the flexibility in your mind and have the consciousness about how your emotions, your conscious and subconscious interact together so that you break the down spiral whenever it happens and make the right decisions. I'm going to also talk about in this area how to have the right intentions and have the right perspective about the events that take place around you. The second aspect is the family and friends. And it's important to build the right connections with them and help them to support you at the right time and with the right tools and the right way throughout your journey. If you're not ready yourself and you did not educate your family and friends and have the right friends around you, you're not going to be able to really go through some of the difficult situations that would require others to help you through. The third aspect is the spiritual aspect, and the main idea behind it is to build depth, connection, and harmony between what's inside you and your perspective about the world and everything else happening around you. The fourth element is the body, and the body may actually be perceived by others as, well, it's not really that important, but you know, the body and the mind, they work like the yin yang. They feed each other. If you're not in a good mental state, you're gonna feel weak, and your body not gonna help you to really keep going in your journey. And the opposite is true. Whenever your mind is exhausted, your body actually, if it's in a good shape, is going to feed you with positive energy and keep you going. The final aspect, or the fifth aspect, is the financial aspect. And it's important for you to have that personal stability and independence from your startup. A lot of entrepreneurs, actually the sheer majority of entrepreneurs, tie their financial success with their startup's financial success. And that corners them, and that makes them, puts them actually under a lot of stress. So I'm going to share some tips around how to really build that independence and have some financial stability for you and your family so that you can keep going in your journey. I'm going to talk about each one of these in an episode. So stay tuned. But at the end of the day, it's important for you to start thinking from all those dimensions and keep nurturing them moving forward to build that strength. And it's not a one-time process. It's something that you keep doing over and over again, and you elevate yourself from one level to another, because as you progress in your entrepreneurial journey, the challenges are going to be bigger and bigger as your business grows and as your team grow and so on. So last time I asked you to fill out the entrepreneurial journey assessment. And if you have done so, you should have received a few minutes after finishing it a Google Doc that has a score in each area and some customized recommendations based on your score. So let me talk a bit about this and explain what you got so far and how this is going to help you in the next few episodes. So let me talk about the score first. So the score is ranging from 0 to 20 for each of the areas that you're tested at. And by the way, the survey is not, the one that you got is not the full survey. It just covers some parts of only three areas of the five elements to build an internal strength that I just talked about. So if you're interested in the full version of the survey, reach out to me and I'm happy to share it with you. Now, if let's go back to the scoring then. So your score, if it's from 0 to 5 in a certain area, this means that you, as I call it, call 911. You really need someone to help you in this area. Talk to a friend, talk to a mentor, or maybe reach out to me, and I'm happy to help you out in this area. If your score is somewhere between 5 and 10, you're okay. You are, you know, the average person, not really an entrepreneur, but you definitely need some work in this area. If your score is somewhere between 10 and 15, you're good. You'll have solid foundations, but you still need some minor coaching, and you need to reach out again to someone who can help you in this area. The last, range is between 15 and 20. And if you're really within that range, you have that strength. You're ready to go in that area. And this is great. This means that you have a really solid foundation. You build some strength in this area. But I want to just warn you that don't get deceived by that. As I mentioned, it's an ongoing process. You have to keep going with that. And you have to keep improving yourself in that area, because you can easily slip into lower scores over time. That's why I tend to myself to pause from time to time and reassess myself in each one of those areas. Now, let me talk a bit about the descriptions that you got, or the customized analysis. The customized analysis is based on your score. And if your score is a bit low, you're going to see me explaining to you how you can get yourself from that low score to a higher score and build that that resiliency that in this dimension, so that you have all the five areas in a good shape for you. I will, regardless of your score, I will explain to you how you can progress in each of those areas throughout the next episodes. And we're going to talk together about some of the stories and some of the learned lessons that I myself got out of my 4.5 years experience being full-time entrepreneur. So stay tuned. All right. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Looking Ahead. This episode is the second in a series of entrepreneurial journey conditioning episodes. And today we talked about what is the entrepreneurial conditioning again. And I shared with you one of my stories to basically show the importance and the significance of the entrepreneurial conditioning. We talked about the five elements to build internal strength and control and why those are important and how they work together. We also talked a bit about the survey that you that I shared with you last time and also this time, and the significance of the scoring and the customized recommendation that you got in the document. Next time, I'm going to talk about the mental resilience, and I'm going to talk about the three elements of the mental resilience and being conscious about the thought emotions loop that we usually get when some unexpected event hits us, and how we can break that down spiral and make sure that we're having mental clarity and making the best possible decision based on the circumstances that you're at. So until next time, keep looking ahead.